Oh, goodness, Cecil, we got in the middle of the picture.
That's all right. We can stay to see the beginning again.
I just hate to get in the middle. You never can tell what it's all about.
Keep still. We'll find out what it's all about.
Cecil, did you notice the way nobody stood up when we were getting our seats?
Who do you think you are, Queen Marie?
Well, I hate to fall all over people's feet trying to get to a seat.
Pay a little attention to the picture, will you?
Oh, I wish we were closer. I can't hear.
Nor can anyone else if you don't keep still.
I just love the talkies, don't you, Cecil?
Yeah, they're great.
I think that the talkies are the most wonderful invention.
Keep still and listen.
Goodness, I hope this isn't a sad picture.
Why?
I haven't got a handkerchief and I cry so easily.
It's not sad. You won't need to.
Cecil, who is that?
Where?
The girl on the screen. That one. What's her name?
How should I know?
Oh, I've seen her in something before.
Sure, she's an actress.
Well, I saw her last week. She was the vampire in Lost Souls.
Sally, I can't hear the dialogue. Keep still.
Oh, no, it wasn't either. It was in Love and Hate. I remember now. She was the bad daughter that loved the bootlegger.
Oh, what difference does it make?
I wish I could remember her name, Cecil. You remember and look when the picture begins.
All right. Now keep still.
I think she's an awfully good actress, don't you, Cecil? Don't you?
What did you say?
I said I think she's pretty good. Don't you think so?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Oh, I don't think she's beautiful, but she is a good actress.
She's okay.
Cecil, what did he say? I couldn't understand.
I don't know. I didn't get it either.
I don't see how he ever got in the talkies. He can't even speak English.
Sally, don't talk so much, please.
What did she say then, Cecil?
She said, not quite.
What did she say not quite for?
He said, are you ready? And she said, not quite. There.
Oh, thanks.
Why don't you watch the picture and listen?
Well, I can't help it if the actress can't speak plain English.
Shh. I came in here to watch the picture.
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-mm. Oh, that was wrong, Cecil. She didn't do that right.
Keep still.
Did you ever see such a silly-looking hero? Look at his hair.
What's the matter with his hair?
He needs a haircut.
He's been cast up on a desert island. He wouldn't have had a haircut.
Well, he ought to. It makes him look silly.
Sally, people are looking at you. Please keep quiet.
What are they looking at me for? Why don't they watch the picture?
Don't talk so loud. Whisper.
What did he say then, Cecil?
I don't know.
Oh, goodness, I don't like this picture. They don't talk loud enough. What was that, Cecil?
He said, my love is strong like this rock-bound island. Now hush.
What's he saying now, Cecil?
Golly, do I have to do your listening?
Well, what did he say to her?
He said, though we are here together, fear not, you are safe with me.
What did he say that for?
Oh, I don't know. Watch the picture.
Whose idea was it to see this picture?
Dolly, if you don't like the picture, let the other people enjoy it.
Do you like it, Cecil?
Haven't had a chance to see it yet.
Oh, you would like it if I didn't. You're that way.
Thanks. That's a compliment.
What'd you say, Cecil?
Nothing. I didn't open my mouth.
Isn't that funny? I thought you said something to me.
Try and get interested in the picture.
Cecil, quick. There are two seats down closer.
How do you know?
I just saw two people get up down closer. Quick. Let's get up and get their seats.
No, let's stay here. This is all right.
Oh, goodness. You don't want to enjoy the picture.
That's just what I do want to enjoy.
Well, let's move down front.
Oh, all right. Come on. Let's get up. Get up.
Oh, no, Cecil. Wait. Sit down again. Oh, somebody beat us to it.
Oh, gosh. Now, we're going to stay here. We'll move when the picture is over.
Well, it's your fault. You should have jumped up when I first saw them go out. I'll watch for some more.
Watch the picture. We'll move closer later.
Oh, all right then, Mr. Crabby. What did she say then, Cecil? I couldn't hear her.
She said, from the first moment I knew that you cared.
Cecil, I've read this story. I remember now. Yes, sir.
That's fine. Then you know what's going to happen. Keep still.
Yes, sir, I remember. There's going to be a big storm, and he's going to rescue her, but a man named Black Carl is going to be a castaway, and then there's going to be a fight, and
never mind telling me. Let's watch the picture.
And in the end, they're rescued and the other man dies.
Oh, keep still, Sally.
Well, don't you want to know what the story is about?
No. I want to watch it.
Well, I know. I read it.
That's fine. Keep it to yourself.
There. What did I tell you? There's going to be a storm, see?
Well, I didn't say there wasn't.
And there's going to be another shipwreck on the island, too. You just watch and see now.
All right, let it happen. But please hush. You're getting a lot of dirty looks.
Cecil? Cecil?
Oh, what do you want, Sally?
Would you like to be wrecked with me on a desert island?
I should say not.
Why? I think that would be so romantic.
Sally, won't you please try and enjoy the picture?
I can't. I know just what's going to happen. I read the book.
Yeah, that's what you said.
What did he say then, Cecil? I couldn't catch it.
He said, "I think it's a hurricane, beloved."
Oh, he didn't say that in the book.
They changed it around a little for the picture.
And it wasn't a hurricane in the book either. It was a typhoon.
Oh, what's the difference?
Well, I hate to see them make a picture out of a good story and just wreck it.
In about 2 minutes, I'm going to gag you.
Why? What have I done now, Cecil?
Sally, if we wanted to talk, we could have stayed over at your house and talked.
All right, then. If you want to be that way, I won't talk to you then.
Fine. Now let's enjoy the picture. Shh, Sally, don't.
I wasn't talking to you.
Well, stop humming.
Goodness, can't I do anything?
Why don't you watch the picture?
Well, I want to see it from the beginning. This is just the ending.
This may be the beginning.
It isn't. I read the book. When he said, "From the first moment I knew that you cared," well, I knew it was the same story.
Sally, I'm going to get up and move to another seat here if you don't stop yapping.
Goodness, what do you come to a movie for?
To talk over world problems.
Cecil, don't talk so loud. People turn around and look at you.
Huh. You should talk.
Are you trying to embarrass me?
It can't be done.
Cecil, the man in front gave you a dirty look.
Then keep still and stop talking, will you?
I'm not saying a word. I said I'm not saying a word.
I heard you.
Cecil, what did he say then? I couldn't hear. You were talking to me.
Huh.
What did he say, Cecil?
He said, "Keep quiet."
Oh, Cecil, he did not.
All right, then he didn't.
Well, you just said that to make me mad.
Don't ask me again.
Well, it didn't make me mad, Cecil.
Sally, will you take a big hint, will you?
Cecil, don't raise your voice.
Will you take a big hint and go into retirement until this talk is over? Now, will you please, huh?
Cecil, Cecil. Oh, there's the usher trying to get your attention.
Where? Huh.
You'll have to keep more quiet, sir. You're disturbing the audience. Thank you.
There, see? See, I told you to keep quiet. I told you so. You'll be put out of the show if you keep making a lot of noise. You should be like me. I don't disturb anyone.